Parsha Achrei. So, amongst the mitzvahs here, you have Yom Kippur on one side, Yom Arayis. There's a mitzvah of, Aveira better said, of Shchut Yechutz. The pasuk says that Zadosh Yeshan Lema, Ishish Mezisosh, Yishchat Shoy Kesev, Ezer Machne, Oyash Yishchat Mechutz La Machne, Vepesach Oyel Moy Levio. So it's chorus, and it's a bit Aveira. And we assume from the context of it that it's chorus and so on, it's a very big Aveira, and we're meant to bring it based on Mikdash. The Pashto Pshat, and it seems as if it's in the Pasuk itself, is that it's some sort of either Avizraya Avodah Zarah, or it might lead Avodah Zarah. It's something which is part of the not wanting that Kal Yisrael should bring Korbanis to anybody but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Zaveh Lehum Yechram of the Ramban. And it's L'chur, a little bit Merumas in the Pasuk. It says, V'l Yizbuchu Eida Sifcheyem La'Seirim, Hashem Zoynim Achreihem. The Seirim are swords, the Shedim, which are Be'et Kochos. Rashi says, L'Seidim Kmo Usirim Yiraktusham. And so we understand it in the context of Avodah Zarah. That's the general sense of the Pesukim, and many of the Rishonim seem to say that type of Mahalach. The little bit is interesting or strange that it's the only place where you have Seirim used as a place for Avodah Zarah. The Lizos of Chem, the Seirim, you don't find anywhere in the Torah that Seirim is used as a Avodah Zarah, you know, as a representing Avodah Zarah. You have a pasuk in Zayis HaBrocha, Leisirim Avoseinu. Rashi learns in Azinu that Rashi says might be referring to this, but that's all certainly not the pshat. So if we would have said the Lizhoi Desivchem Lelilim Hashem Zonim Achreihem, something, Seirim is a very peculiar form of Avodah Zarah, or whatever it is. It's something a bit peculiar, something to think about a little bit. I want to first go to the in Binyan Beis Hamikdash itself, the mitzvah. This is the Isser over here, the Loisas Yev Shchut Yechutz, is the flip side of the of Avodah Zarah. It's Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Binyan Beis Hamikdash is the mitzvah, and this is the opposite of it. So I want to be a little bit mezbeinein in the mitzvah of Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and try to be omer a certain nekudas from what Beis Hamikdash is, and we'll have, I think, a little bit of a better insight into Isra over here. L'chura, as far as we're concerned, the Beis Hamikdash is simply a hechetimtza for avoda. There's a mitzvah of avoda with the world of karbonis and you know, and badlokas neiris and so on, teiris. That's the big picture. In that, there are details in how to have all the implements. You don't find often that a hechsher mitzvah gets its own mitzvah essay. Almost every mitzvah has hechsher mitzvah associated with it. Hechsher mitzvahs have a very minor status. Here you have a lechura, what seems to be a mere hechsher mitzvah. A korban needs to have certain pratim associated with it, and one of it is the right type of place. In the way it's set up, it seems as if it's a focus in its own right. Not muchach, but becholifit. So Rambam says, Mitzvah Esi Lasis Bayis Lashem. This Esi is to make a bayis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Muchon liyois makriv mar karbonis. V'choygin yilov sholosh pom b'shon Hashem osli mikdash. So it's a Mitzvah Esi to make a bayis Lashem. Muchon liyois makriv mar karbonis. V'choygin yilov sholosh pom b'shon. If it was Hechshe Mitzvah, we would say, Mitzvah Esi Lasis Mokoyim. And if you want to add a flourish, you say v'hu anikra bayis Lashem. He says mikras is bayis Lashem. This is bayis Hashem. The description of this bayis is muchon nias makim by kabbonis chayim shalosh pan shana. It's not like that. It's not the mitzvah to supply housing for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, some of the nice activities that happen there is kabbonis. The mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to have a mokim for kabbonis. and Chodesh Lashana, and then you have it seems as the order is reversed. Mitzvah Selas is Bayis Lashem. It's also the Rambam in the next halacha goes through the history. Gimel. So the Rambam's giving us the history of the Beis Hamikdash travels. It doesn't seem to be a le'inyan at all. The main thing the Rambam would say, okay, we have a mitzvah to build Beis Hamikdash. Where is the chiv to build it? So Rambam should say the chiv is to build it in Har Moriah. That's all. Aleph, the Rambam doesn't usually deal with mitzvahs that will never be nageya, if they were temporary, not. And even if yes, he could say vamitzas esse vehechon boinoi kibushiv na mikshushalayim nesukal mekoymis. That's all that's relevant. The history of it is absolutely irrelevant. We're not talking about the history of Beis Hamikdash. We're talking about the chiyuv to build Beis Hamikdash. The first thing is location. Where's it located? Here. The whole halacha base is extraneous. Doesn't add anything. Doesn't seem to be. It, more than not adding in halacha, doesn't seem to flow within the halacha. One more point in the Rambam, the way he says it in halachas, he says two things. You bring karbanis, v'choyg nilav sholosh pom bashana, shem osim mikdash. To us it seems all the way around. The mitzvah's essay of coming to the Beis HaMikdash is, there's a mitzvah lila regel, there's a mitzvah yontif to do things that are very special, Mitzvah's essay to be Mizraimim, go to Yerushalayim, go to Beis HaMikdash. It seems as if it's the other way around. Beis HaMikdash is built so that there's a chetimtze for Lila Regel. And of all the things, he picks up a Lila Regel. It's interesting. That's the Rambam, the way he speaks about it in Halacha. In Sefer Mitzvahs, he says a very similar Nusach. He does not call it a Bayis Lashem. He should see von a libnos beis abchira la voida boya krova v'hav oras eish tamid. So he says over there you'll have that krova and you'll have the eish tamid v'hav oras eish tamid. I'm not sure if he's referring to the eish of the mizbeach or the eish of the menorah, but that's also interesting. I mean, yes, there is a mitzvah like that. That's three steps lower. There's a mitzvah to build a mikdash. Anyway, it's supposed to be a menorah. In the menorah, it's supposed to be eish tamid, or in the mizbeach, it's supposed to be an eish. List a whole bunch of other things. The boy makes kedoyres p'mayim. The boy chayes mevi'im menoches. It says the elof tia halicha v'aliyah l'regel kils kashana. Same thing aliyah regel. V'hu amar yisal also mikdash. He also and he deals a little bit. He is b'ashe b'imis habichir mitzvah ne'atzma. That's so he does merkon. One would have thought. You know, one struggles on how to understand the mitzvah based on here. So he says, we see clearly that there's a mitzvah's essay, brings right from good premise free, because I could have just thought that it's hechsher mitzvah. It also, the mitzvah is koilel all the protein, because together it's called a mikdash. And then he says, one other mitzvah is there. V'omnam omru b'mizbeach, mizbeach adoma tasali. Mizbeach Adoma also has that mitzvah, separate, unique. The reason for that is because Mizbeach existed many times without the Beis HaMikdash, by Heter Bomis. And then he says, and the mitzvah specifically to build Mizbeach Avonim, Mizbeach Adoma, it should be something that's mechuba to the ground. And not like that. Also, he says, because that's the only thing that will say mechuba, that's mechuba. Yes, the halacha is like that. But when looking to describe, the Rambam says, Rabbi Yisai, this inyan that I said about being Beis HaMikdash, there's another thing that has a din like that, that's Mizbeach. Okay, and the reason is because Mizbeach exists without a Mikdash. Fine. And he says that it has to be Mizbeach Adoma, Mizbeach Mechuba, it shouldn't be Mizbeach like that, and so on. You're talking about Sefer Mitzvahs. You're talking about something which is trying to give over the main Nekuda.
or the protim and pirtei protim da lochis, that's what he wrote the Mishnah Torah for. Sefer Mitzvahs, he's giving a klal. The fact that it's mizbeach adoma, mizbeach avonim, and it has to be mechuba, and it can't be metaltel, is a prat. Why would that go into the basic hagdara of the mitzvah? So somehow in this inyan over here, the bias in this, seems to be some sort of commonality of the mitzvah, and it has to do with that. There's a medrash, and a tanchuma that's kind of very, very strange, and tanchuma seems to give us a little bit of a different understanding in the issur of shchut echutz, and b'meila a different perspective on the inyan of Beis HaMikdash and its mohus and its chiddush and so on. Ish in Beis Yisrael. So the focus of the tanchuma is not on the end of the pasuk. Ish Beis Yisrael sheyishchat. That's the next piece in tanchuma. And over there he speaks about shchita, and they used to be lord of avodah zarah, and he does mention, or does speak about avodah zarah, and so on. Over here he focuses on the beginning of the pasuk and gives us a different knach. Ish Beis Yisrael. Zer Oma Akosta, the Pasuk says, Hetiva Betzoncha Sion Tivacha Mishlaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, build up Yerushalayim again. Oz Tachpo Zivcha Elo Betzari V'chol. Then you're first going to want Karbanis. Moshal Ma'adova Doime, Le'oshe Godel V'chazok. There is a wealthy man, Vein Le'isha, and he has a wife. Ein Beisa Bayis, so his house is not a house. Loma kasher hashas arisim or the gears of arisim boim. So I don't know if it's loma or lema sharisim arisim boim. Boim eluchul chanut. So when the sharecroppers come, he tells them go down to the store or go down to a storage house or whatever. So the sharecropper comes to give him the wheat or whatever it is that he owes him. He says put it down in the shed. Loma shein lebayis laisha, doesn't have a house, doesn't have a wife. Notul isha. Once he got married, he said, "Mikan ve'elech kol mashat emivim li halos on the boys. Whatever you bring, bring to the house. Kach kol yomashat emoyshel moye the korban skeim chol makor. Ki meshukam mishkan amalak hashpoch lemoyshem molem mikan ve'elech enatem shen lakir korbanis el boil moye." Shom moye maus adon la kadosh baruch hu shekein ksiv shom chol penlois alois chan so on ki mamakor shivcha Hashem. First of all, the mashal itself doesn't really speak to us. I don't know exactly what he means. What exactly does it mean? It says, if he doesn't have a wife, the house is not a house. Fine. It says, I always call it, okay. And like this, he tells him to put in a storage shed. Like this, he tells him to bring up in his house. And same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until he didn't have a Beis HaMikdash, you could bring a korbanos wherever you wanted to. Once you had a Beis HaMikdash, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring it there. Well, so, it l'chura, I would venture to guess, there's a chasur mechse over here. The mashal of not having a wife and having a home by having a wife, I think is the diuk ha-pasuk of Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael. In other words, Klal Yisrael is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kala. It's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Zivug and Kaviyochel, and therefore they're Beis Yisrael, and that becomes a bias. I would assume that that's Merumis, and that's where Tanchum is coming off. But the Gufa Marshal here requires, it needs a Hezbo. The Marshal is not easy to understand, and the Nimshal is Achkama baffling. What are we talking about? What are we relating to? So the Pshat is like this. A person has in himself, when a person has different activities and different accomplishments, and all of those activities and accomplishments are tokif l'shaitoi. So, derech of a person, let's say a person is a novenot, a person wanders. So, a square meal I have when I eat the meal. I pick myself up. I mean, I may take mazon shtei sudas with me, mazon shalosh sudas, but I don't have it. I don't have furniture. There is nothing about my mitzias that has any permanence to it. It's if I die, nothing is left of it. A person who's homeless dies, so he's buried. The person never has a mitzias kvua in the house. There's no in the world. There's no kvias. When a person has a bias, so that bias becomes kvias. That bias becomes his makom. In other words, the way in which a person has a kvias in this world is through makom. That's the whole inyan of nachla, of yerusha, a steachuza. It's where you have your achiz in this world. And let's make it pointed. The permanent means, my neshama is permanent, my Kodesh Baruch, everything is permanent, and so on. But when I use the word permanent in describing a person's situation in this world, there needs to be a place in this world. I need to have part of this world in order to have my kviyas there. So if I have a plot of land, and I have my dalet al dalet, my mokum, so that mokum is where my mitzias interacted with this world, bonded with this world, and thereby it's considered kavua. So everybody in Klal Yisrael has a mokum in Eretz Yisrael, everybody in Klal Yisrael has Yerusha in Yisrael, that's that bottle, and that's our mitzias. We're attached to it because la'olam v'ed, I'm going to have this piece of land, or some piece of land, on it, be Yerusha. That's where a person gains kvias in this world through that. So gaining kvias in this world means attaching myself to a makam, and the makam becoming mine, and therefore, when a person has a house, that's where he keeps things. That's where he builds up things. That's where he stores things. That's the mitzias of where it becomes, where his things become permanent, and Yerusha comes from that. There's a permanence in the house. In a little bit of a different usage of it, you have the word Beis Yisrael, Beis Kehuna, Beis Leviya, Beis Malchus, Vayaslem Botim. It means a person can become a melech, but it's not a Beis Melucha, unless we define it as a dynasty, meaning his son and his son after, and so on, like Yerusha. So Vayaslem Botim means it, the schar was that instead of just having haphazard kohanim, elections for a kohen, or choosing a kohen each time, a kahuna became a mitzias. And by becoming a mitzias, so even though kahuna and leviya doesn't have a makam in this world, but they have a makam because they're called a bias. Beis Yisrael, in as much as it's called a bias, it's permanent. A person who gets married and has children, and has he's kaveya a metzias kavua, and that metzias kavua becomes, that's his bias. So we have in the realm of interaction between a person and the world, we have momentary interactions, which are just for that moment, they're temporary. Any interaction of mine in this world is temporary because it's while I'm interacting and while I exist. When I'm kaveh a bias and create a bias, that's where I can have a permanence, a kvias of whatever type of interaction that defines the bias. So kahuna is one type of interaction, mal's another type, beis Yisrael's is still another type of interaction, and so on. In the world of Kedusha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacting, you also have Vayiker, Loshen Mikra. In other words, Nevuah is the most holy thing we know. With Nevi'ah Umas HaOlam, like Bilam, it's Loshen Keri, it's Loshen Mikra. It's something which is haphazard. It's something where I need you now, so I speak to you. There is nothing that I'm Kaveya in any way, and b'meila that doesn't belong to the world of Kedusha. Also Sfarno, that Kedusha is defined in terms of permanence, anything that is mikra is belongs to the Siddusha term, the tumas keri, so to speak, of mikra. It's not something that is the permanent mitzias. And b'meila, even though nevuah itself, you can't be lamailam, is if it comes mikradik, it's not good. So kavayochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world in the big picture between mikra and kavua, and bias being dechetim sefer kvias. In his interaction, kavayochel himself with the world, kavayochel of being able to put kedush into this world, we have a similar mechanism. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can interact as per need, and that's called Vayikrim, Loshen Tuma. And Klal Yisrael can build a Mizbeach wherever they want to. Those are bummers. They're positive in some sense, but they rapidly become obsolete, and they become Tuma. They become the source of destruction to Klal Yisrael. Rakala bummers. The bummers was something which had Nekud of Kedusha, which was very good B'shaitoi, but once we have a Chetimtz of bias, then bummers become absolutely bad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world a metzias of kvias for kedusha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, when it says evil, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted out of us and out of this world as a whole, in whatever way possible, in however way we want to describe it, in that interaction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted mitzvahs out of this world, and kedusha, and avodah, and everything. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it kviyistik, and not aroyistik. There's a medrash in Truma, medrash Rabbah in Truma. It says, v'yikoli Truma, so it brings a pasuk Mashiach Shirim, pischeli achoy sarayasi, nasi tamasi, shoishinim lo tolputasi, sisi loyla. So, Chazal say that the Shechina said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how long do I have to wander homeless? Pischili ela suli bias and so on. So the description Chazal gave is without a migdash, kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is homeless, and he is. In regards to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is vayiker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu happens to come whenever there's a good thing going on, Shechina and so on. There's no permanent feature. And b'meila, it's not possible to build anything. Just like a homeless person, he can only take things that he needs. Kli goyla selecha. The HaKadosh Baruch told Yecheskel, you're going to Golis now? Make yourself a Golis kit. A person who travels very light. He takes only pernit. He doesn't build anything. So he just takes the blanket, and he takes a minimal amount of kalim, and goes. So nothing can ever get built from it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as long as there's no Beis HaMikdash, I'm homeless. Nothing in Kedusha will ever build up to anything. People will do good things occasionally, many times, all the time, but that's it. Let me in so that I can start building something. That's the crux of it. Let's go back to the Rambams. That's the Pshat in the Rambams. The Rambam says, it's Adarabah. The Rambam gives us the perspective, the right perspective, on understanding the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says the mitzvah of binyan Beis HaMikdash is to make a Beis HaMikdash. It's designed for karbanis. In other words, it's to make a place to bring karbanis. Karbanis could have brought it out it also, but it's a place. The halach is livnos lebayis l'Hashem. That's the description of Beis HaMikdash. Stop. How do we define, in other words, what are the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu collects in his bias? What are the type of activities? One of it is karbanis. Aliyah L'Regel also means, Aliyah L'Regel is, it's not possible that, the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel is that I can mark one spot as permanent and one spot, for instance, if let's say I'm traveling, someone else is traveling, the person says, oh, I'll happen to be in this place in this time, you'll also happen to be there. I'm not visiting him, we happen to get together. If a person has a makam, then I'm being oiled to that makam. So the Rambam, by going through, the Rambam explains, it's an explanation of the Gufa Mitzvah. It's not just telling us the Issur Bamis. It's telling us that the whole mohus of the Beis Hamikdash is a move from the temporary to the permanent. First, they could do whatever they wanted. Then they had the Mishkan. They had Shiloh, which lasted a few hundred years. And then, once it came to there, that became the Nachla Mnucha. These are not side halachas. He's being magdi what the Beis Hamikdash is. Beis Hamikdash is the makom. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to build the makom. And therefore, the Rambam shows it avek like that. The chiyuv Beis Hamikdash is to build Beis Hamikdash, and that's that. It's not a hechsher mitzvah for karbanis, because you could have brought karbanis with mizbeach without a Beis Hamikdash wherever. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, I like to understand, picks on three elements that share kvias. The Rambam said there should be a ner tamid. The Rambam picks the one avoided that's called tamid, that it should be permanently there. And again, whichever age is referring to, but the point in the Rambam is, if I want to describe the Beis Hamikdash, I will describe it in terms of permanence. And amazing, the Rambam picks the one other thing that has its own mitzvah, mizbeach, because it has to be a mizbeach that's kavua. That's the type of mizbeach, that's what Rambam says, a mizbeach kavua, and that's why it has to be avonim, and so on. The mitzias of the mikdash, the mohus of the mizbeach, of the mitzvah, of building a bias, is to build the permanence for kedusha, that you have in the kedusha that's laying around to go and to make it something permanent. The chinuch over here, when he speaks about the iser of shchutei chutz, it's interesting. Everyone just says that it's possible to, you know, b'leita v'dezara. Which is which seemed to be in the surface reading, the Pshuta Shemikra over here. The Chinuch says a lot more than that. The Chinuch says a positive side to it. He says, basically, it's a little of a richus, he says basically that the Beis Hamikdash is a makom that's Mashpiyir Shemayim, and there's so much Kedusha that goes on there, so many good things that go on there. If people will be margul themselves, we want people to margul themselves to come to Beis Hamikdash. So if people will shecht outside of Beis Hamikdash, then they're going to miss out on it. In other words, it's another way, and a more practical way of saying that it's something which is it's something which is the etzim mohus of the kviyus hamakom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the is of Shchutei Chutz is not so much what's wrong with Shechting Bachutz, but by taking away from the Kviyas Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash, we're missing out from the Beis HaMikdash. That's more or less the Hamtayt Shein Chinuch. I would like to also understand the V'liyiz B'chol HaSeirim in line with what we said. We spoke about L'chur HaSeirim is Avodah Zarah, and again the Pshuta Shel Mikra is that they're going to worship Avodah Zarah, and the HaSeirim is another one of the synonyms. And we said it's a rather unusual synonym for Avodah Zarah. Shedim. Torah doesn't talk that much about Shedim. There's the Sar La'Azazel, which came before in the Parsha, which we associate with this. There's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Seirim Yirakdu Sham. There are Seirim that dance over there, that's referring to that. It's talking about a Mokum Tzia and Shomeim, and it's talking about a desolate place where there's owls and this and that. And one of the things is Shom Seirim Yirakdun. B'Shom Seirim Yirakdun. So I think I would like to understand this nature of a desire like this. A Mokum Shomeima is a midbar, is something which lacks to some degree in the definition of makom. In other words, you find a designation in the Torah. There's a makom yishuv, a makom yishuv as a kviyas makom. Within, let's compare the two. someone says, what's a makom yishuv? It's a place you have people and animals and food and water and so on. In a midbar, you also have an ecosystem. A midbar has the many balachayims and tzaymchim and all sorts of, and there are people that live in midbaras, but they're all called holchei midbaras, the nomads. A midbar can support life, but not in any one place. The tchuna of midbar is nomads live in midbar because that's the exists in midbar. In yishuv, in a makom yishuv, in a place that's not a midbar, it's called, the opposite of midbar is a yishuv, a makom yishuv. It's a place where things can settle and get permanence. So I carve out my dalamis. This is my dalamis, and I draw my chiyas from that dalamis. In a midbar, you can't do that. The midbar as a whole will allow you, there's a spot of water here, a spot of water there, there's a grass growing here, grass growing there. That is something which is nomadic. It's not permanent. Shadim are described in the Gemara as having many tchunas of people. It's described as having many tchunas of malachim. The one thing that Chazal give us a description, a difference, is that the feet, it says, are like chicken feet, meaning a human foot supports amida and yeshiva. It's built to stay in one place. A chicken's foot has no foot to it. It's very, very unstable. In other words, se'irim are brias that have elements of toiv in it, but their lack of kvias, they belong to the makom of midbarius. And that's why you send off the Sir Lazazel there. It's something that belongs in a place that's not a place. You always have to be novenot. There's no kvias over there. And therefore, the type of avodah zarah, the type of ra that's associated with these areas is called se'irim, which means shadim. It's beings that the vayiker, their akroi, is what creates their what brands them as being to the world b'shayach, the world of tumah, and to the world of akroi, and so on. So you have all of these brias in midbird. So the Torah over here specifically distinguishes between the se'irim, bring it to the makom. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedusha was Kaveh HaMakim, and where a Sirim are haphazard. It's very interesting. A certain halacha is the Mashal of Bezin for Chalitza. You have to be Kaveh HaMakim. Well, it seems an odd ceremony. You have to first be Kaveh HaMakim, say, we're going to have a Moshe Bezin here, and then you have the Moshe Bezin next day. Kviyas HaMakim creates Hechatim Tzad for Kedusha. So the Pasuk, Adrabah, in the Pasuk saying it shouldn't bring Tavodah Zarah, the Seirim, this Seirim, that is a description of the particular element of Ra over here. The fact that it's something that's not exactly, it's the fact that it belongs to the world of ikvias, of things that never have a makom and never have permanence, and so on, that makes in that tumah. I want to also maybe understand in the big picture the parashat. The parashat is an interesting conglomeration of different things. So the first parash of Yom Kippur, we understand that that's also, they went chutz l'makom, chutz l'zman, chutz l'this, fine, I know. But the other ones, it says dam yishafich over here, by us, that's wrong. If yishur techutz is like dam yishafich, it's very harsh lashon, shvichas damim. You have the din of kisui dam. You also have arayas afterwards. I think in a little bit more of a pneumistic way, all three of them have a common nekuda. Dam is kulei chiyus, and dam is what makes the person alive. So what's alive in a person? The dam circulating. That's the moving part of a person. Even if the person is resting, the blood is always circulating. So the dam is the nefesh. It's pasuk says so, and it's the way we're toif is the metzias. But dam, if it doesn't have a makom, ritzicha means to kill somebody. Harigun says, shfichas damim means by taking the dam out. When the dam doesn't have its makom, then it's not a koyach of chiyus. then becomes Misa. The dam specifically needs to be within its the heart and the system in order for it to become chayachias. So just like a neshama, it says shadim a neshama without a guf, because we're not trying to give him a guf. A neshama without its makom in this world is destructive. Dam without it is also chayachias. And I think that's a sheresh of arayas. The koyach achius in a different way lies in the koyach of zivuk. And if it's channeled into a bias, that's the chius of the world. Somebody's not a spirit of like a shefich damim, it says. But if it goes out, that's also shefichas damim. When a person doesn't put the koyach achius into a bias, that's a shefichas damim, because it has no chius, no kiyum, and it's a churban. I want to a little bit try. So this is an inyan that goes to the heart of what kedusha is, based on mikdash and so on. I want to try a little bit to see. So this is all again when there was a based on mikdash and there was a mitzvah being karbanis, and there's the based on bchira and v'chulu v'chulu. Yes, it's technically nagia l'alocha about karbanis, but I think it's nagia to a lot more than that. We tend not to understand the mile of bias. We have batim. There's something called a base knesses. There's something called base medrash. There's something called a yeshiva, which is, like we said, the opposite of a makom yishuv as opposed to a midbar. We tend to think of it as a chetimtza. 10 yidin get together, make a minyan, that's a very good thing. You need to have a place. You can't, what are you going to go from different houses? You make yourself a place. A yeshiva, it's a convenience. You want to be able to have a place where, if you want to find a chavrusa, have a chavrusa. That's where you have all the gemaras. Whatever it is, we look at it as being simply service for what I need. So that's what I need to learn. All I need to learn is a chavrusa and a gemara. But it's much, much more convenient if you have one place where all chavrus come, all gemaras come, and so on. That's not beginning to understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a koyach in this world to be meyasid a bias. Kedusha itself is two different dargas of when it's hoylich bachutz and when it's in a bias. In the darga, bummers were important and positive before there was a bias. Once there's a bias, a bomb becomes destructive. On the one hand, the person has to know, if a person is not anywhere near yeshiva, a person is not whatever it is, all he needs is a sefer and preferably a chavrusa, and he can learn. And that's 100% true. But if he has a bias, Chazal say if a person has a basic knesses, not kind of basic knesses, he's a rasha. A person who in the world of yeshivas before this generation, a lot of people learned in Shtiblach in different places and in Kloisen, and they were gone. They were dissolved. They all were swept away by whatever Ra was around. And those who stuck to yeshiva were v'atam adekam Hashem kechem chaim kulchem ayoyim. That's where whatever good came stuck from there. We don't appreciate enough the mila of things that are kavua. There was a tremendous kpeda in yeshivas and in places and in batik nesiyas to keep minhagim in a certain way, to keep anhagas in a certain way, certain halichos, each makom with its own flavor, because taking kedusha, if davening is whenever it's convenient for me, and learning is whatever masechta I feel like, and doing a mitzvah is whenever it's convenient, one thinks it's a maila to have a shul that wherever you want, wherever you need, you have a minyan. Chazal say if you kaver makom with filosa, you kaver be'azrei. Kaver Romov is be'azrei. So Chazal will kaver base knesses. As halich bechutz, literally, if a shtiblach and metaphorically, is okay. Yes, if you're stuck in a place and have a minion, this is a minion. So of course it's big. It's very convenient. But to build life around convenience is taking kedusha and making it tumah. Vayikar, and Vayikar, the Aleph, is the difference between the two. A makom midbar is wherever you find water, you drink it. Wherever you see an animal, you eat it. That's how you survive in a midbar. But you can never build anything in a midbar. Nothing other than survival survives in a midbar. In a makom yishuv, you can bear things. The understanding, the difference in the quality of kedusha between when it's aroyistic and kavua is one is dam yishafech. It's a shvichas dam. There's so much kedusha goes to waste, and one of it is there's a bias l'Hashem. It's true in every phase of life. A person, and certainly a person learning yeshiva, he has a bias in the full sense of the word. Even if he has tirdis, but understanding for himself, there's an inyan being mechazik the makom, being part of the baina beis abchira, and there's an inyan for himself understanding that if I need to make it to this makom, so even if I have only a day, but I'm come back to my makom to learn, could I learn something else? Of course I could learn. But then the learning becomes aroyitik, becomes vayikardik. Could I daven another time? Yes, of course a person could have another time. But then the davening becomes also as halach b'chutz. Understanding the vayaslem botim, understanding the bruch of bias, and understanding the qualitative difference. And you see it in people who have a makom, whether it's a balabas who has a shul, this is my makom. And he has a shir, this is my makom. A bacher, this is my makom. He stelles zu to the yeshiva as a makom. This is my default setting. This is where I belong. Unless I have a reason to be somewhere else, this is where I am, whether it's learning, whether it's studying, whether it's anything. It's a different type of person. Because the level of kedusha is zelu maseh, it's called tumak chasram. So when it's, as long as the bamas, there was no bias, then the bamas were gewaldic. This is how the office got close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through bamas. So certainly it has kedusha in it. But if a person has a choice between the vayiker of a bama, whatever he feels like, to a bias, then he's leaving a kachbach homeless kaviyachol. He's at moses halach b'chutz, vasuli bias, vasuli mishkan. At the beginning of his man, it's an important kviyas to understand. It's important yisoy to understand that the maila of a yeshiva with a zman, with a bias, is this maila. And even if the person has good reasons to be somewhere else or whatever, but as long as the place, when he has no reason not to be somewhere else, he is here, then the person has it as a bias, has the mile of a bias. He draws from it as a bias. If the person is mazals in it, then that becomes the p'chin of shvut chutz chas v'shalom. It's wherever. It means Hashem Shemayim. And it's not only because you might stray. Like we said before, like the chinuch says. The chinuch says the ikar mitzvah is because you're allowing yourself to miss out from the kviyas of the makom. The when we start the beginning of zman, and we're defining a zman of learning, defining a makom of and b'chal, this is the tkuf in our lives when we're still growing in ruchnius, and this is still our mitzvahs, defining that makom, be kveyat, if we kveyat that makom, then we're zeich pishnayim of hashpa from all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into a makom that's a makom kavua. Shabbos.